With embryos, we're comparing things that are living now. In the 1960s, biologists Emil Zuckerkandel and Linus Pauling suggested that evolutionary histories could be reconstructed by comparing organisms at the molecular level. Except for a few rare DNA sequences that are several thousand years old, however, all of the molecules we have come from organisms that live in the present. All organisms, from bacteria to humans, contain DNA, RNA, and proteins. These molecules consist of sequences of subunits, but the exact sequences may differ from one organism to the next. Molecular phylogeny compares those sequences to infer evolutionary relationships. DNA, RNA, or proteins that differ by only a few subunits are presumed to be more closely related in evolutionary terms than those that differ by many subunits. An attractive feature of molecular phylogeny is that it lends itself to quantitative measurement. It is more difficult to quantify the degree of similarity between the skeletons of a fish and a human, how does one assign a number to a shape, than it is to quantify the number of subunits that are identical in two different DNA sequences. Since all living cells use molecular factories called ribosomes to make proteins, molecular phylogeny has relied heavily on comparisons among the molecules in ribosomes. The most popular of these has been the 18S rRNA. The 18S refers to its size, and rRNA is the abbreviation for ribosomal RNA. In principle, it should be a simple matter to line up the 18S rRNA molecules from several different organisms, calculate the degree of similarity, and use those numbers to draw an evolutionary tree reflecting their ancestor-descendant relationships. In practice, however, this is not easy to do. First, it is not always clear how to line up two different molecules. Shifting a molecule one subunit relative to another molecule can radically alter the alignment and thus the result. Second, real biological molecules contain thousands of subunits, and if more than two molecules or more than two organisms are being compared, the numbers get very cumbersome. Many molecular biologists have spent their careers devising and refining sophisticated mathematical methods for constructing molecular phylogenies, and there is still considerable disagreement among such people over which methods are best. With these things in mind, let's take a look at what molecular phylogeny has accomplished. This doesn't sound good. Different phylogenetic analyses can reach contradictory inferences with absolute support. Evolutionary biologists Antonis Rokas, Dick Kruger, and Sean B. Carroll, 2005. A Whale of a Story, Part 2. As we saw in Chapter 2, the whale series may be the Darwinists' best-case fossil scenario.